It is what it is. You can find the Brett Boone podcast wherever you download your podcast. He's a longtime MLB-er. He's been on the show before. We love having him on. Here is Brett Boone. What's happening, Brett?
How you guys doing? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. We had the whole robot ump conversation for the 14,000th time today. And, you know, everyone's freaking out about what happened at Fenway in the ninth last night. Where do you stand on the idea of a robot ump or just a robotic strike zone in particular?
Well, you know, this is all kind of new. You know, when my tenure in the big leagues, it was as a hitter. Coming to the plate, all I ask is for the umpire, I understand that the human element is a part of the game, and I love that part of the game. I think that's what baseball is. You take it out and you start getting too computerized and start relying on that too much. I think it takes something away from the game. That being said, you know, as a hitter, I get into the box, and the first thing I want is I want that umpire to establish his zone. Nowadays, we have we have that box all the time. And people live and die by the box. Well, the box said it was a strike. Well, there's so many nuances to a pitch and the late life of certain guys, two-seamers or a cutter, that it seems to hit the box. So technically it's called a strike, but it's really not. If you're in the box and you see it, as hitters we used to call it, it goes around the strike zone. I don't like the robotic ump. I like the umpire to establish his zone, and the great ones would establish their zone early and stick with it. So I know if that pitch is down and away and my brain tells me it's an inch off the plate, I know today that's a strike. That maybe he's going to give me a little bit on the inside part of the plate, and that's a ball. Okay, now we've got our established strike zone. Now I know what to expect. I know I've got to protect an inch off the plate low and away with this particular umpire. I've got no problem with that as long as you keep that consistent. Robotic ump, I don't know. I guess that would epitomize consistency from a hitter's standpoint. You know what that zone is. You know that late-breaking two-seamer or that, you know, that curveball that tends to, and in the old days, go around the zone is going to be called a strike because it's just a computer giving you an answer. I don't know. It's tough for me to even fathom not having an umpire back there and that human interaction that's a part of this game and just having a computer telling me what's a ball, what's a strike. I don't like it from the purest standpoint from the game, for the optics of the game. But it seems that sports in general is going in that direction in a lot of the avenues. So we could see it coming sooner than later, but I like to keep the umpires on the field. I think the human element is what baseball is all about.
Brett, last night it seems like the Braves threw away a big-time opportunity. I mean, they could have had the Dodgers up 3 Cobb, and it was just a massive missed opportunity. Do you predict, as I do, that the Dodgers now go on a run and destroy the Braves?
I don't know about destroy the Braves, but yeah, I'm in your camp. I mean, it looked dismal for the Dodgers. I couldn't believe they were going to go down 3-0. They come back and they win in spite of everything that went wrong. I've been watching the Dodgers and I've been pretty critical in this postseason. I think if you just look at it on paper, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. Pure and simple, they're the deepest, with Scherzer, Urias, and Buehler. You're as formidable as anybody in the starting pitching. You got a tremendous bullpen, one of the few teams that had an ERA combined, I think, right at 3 or under 3 in the regular season. This team's just too deep and they're too good. I didn't like with the kind of getting cute with the opening, with the bullpen, with a Nebler twice. When you've got Urias sitting there and then bringing Urias in at an inopportune time, I believe in game 2, and he gave it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. If I've got Scherzer, Urias, and Buehler, I run them out there like we always run them out there. 1, 2, 3. Those are 3 legitimate top of the rotation aces, and I think they should just be running them out there on a daily basis. What happened yesterday with the Atlanta Dodger game? That's a big opening for the Dodgers. You go down 3-0, you're pretty much done. But the fact they came back and in the fashion they did, this team's too good to let them in like that. And I'm with you. I think they're going to overcome the 2-1 deficit right now, and I think they're going to win that series and go on to win the World Series.
That Bellinger home run, I mean, that was, I'm not going to say it was Gibson-like. But it had no business being hit out of the park. He went up and got it, and it was one of those legendary moments for that guy, who just that pitch didn't seem like it had any business leaving the park, and he went up and got it, and it was gone.
Well, what's amazing about that is there's so many storylines in this postseason of things that shouldn't really happen. Bellinger with the year he's had, and I mean. As bad as awful as a year as I've seen a former MVP still in his formidable years have, the fact that he's come up, and in the postseason, he's looked horrible. Yep. He's looked horrible. He's off balance all over the place. But in three particular situations, about a big an at-bat you can possibly have, Bellinger's come through three times. Yeah. And that doesn't happen when your swings look that bad. I know what it's like when I'm in that, you know, when I'm struggling and I just ain't got it. And I'm not seeing pitches well. I'm off balance. My swing's out of whack. I've never been in that mode and got three big hits like that. You might luck into one. Bellinger's come up three times in huge situations, obviously yesterday with that three-run homer to tie it being the biggest of the three. But the other two just base hits to right field in key situations were huge for that Dodger team. It's amazing to watch him rising to the occasion, and when it seems like he's got no business with the way he's feeling at the plate, he's come up awful big. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he that was a big one last night. You're right. He has not looked like himself, but it doesn't really matter if the team's winning and he shows up in the biggest moments. We're chatting with Brett Boone, longtime MLB-er. You can find his podcast, the Brett Boone Podcast. We've discussed the idea of 2017 2.0, in other words, Houston versus the LA Dodgers in the World Series this year, a chance for the Dodgers to redeem themselves, but I would argue equally as much a chance for Houston to redeem themselves, because if they do it without banging garbage cans, then what more can you say? The Dodgers can't really yell and scream. As a baseball lifer, a purist, how would you feel about that idea, Houston Dodgers World Series?
Well, I think it could happen. I look at that Astros Red Sox. That's about as evenly matched series as going in as I could imagine. You got Eovaldi at the top. You had McCullers at the top. All of a sudden, McCullers gets hurt. I give that edge to the Red Sox. Those two teams, I think, offensively are as good as anybody in the game in either league. So I think it's a really evenly matched series. I still give the slight edge to the Red Sox in the pitching category. Time will tell. We'll see what happens here. Astros, Dodgers, yeah. And whoever gets to the World Series on both sides, I think the National League in 2021 definitely have the edge. If it's the Braves, you got Morton, Fried, and Anderson. Fried's pitching as good as anybody in the game right now. On the Dodgers side, you know, we've talked about it. They've got Scherzer, Urias, and Buehler. I think in the history of baseball, if you look at the World Series champions, 9 times out of 10, it's the team that has the best starting pitching. There's a lot of formidable bullpens. The game has gone that route. They've really put a lot of the equity into the bullpens these days. So they play a much bigger role than they have in the past. But still, once again, 9 times out of 10, the team standing at the very end usually has the most dominant starting pitching. And I think the National League, whoever gets there from the National League, the American League, the National League is going to have the edge because of that starting pitching. I have a different take on that whole Astros situation. I think it was blown out of proportion more than it was. I think the one thing I know is when you're on the ground, when you're a current player, that's the only time you know what's really going on in the game. And I found this, anytime there's a scandal, something going on, it's usually not an isolated situation. It's usually widespread throughout the league. Astros happen to get caught doing what they were doing. I guarantee about half that league's doing the same thing, and nobody says anything about it. Astros were in the limelight playing great, one of the best teams in baseball, going to the World Series. So they were high profile, and they got caught. I don't like the way they handled it. I thought it was weak, but I'm not from the school of, oh, they should have to give up their World Series trophy. And Dodgers players saying, oh, we should have the, that's ridiculous. Because I'll guarantee you, the Dodgers and support are doing the same thing. This game of baseball, you're always trying to find an edge. Now, I don't think you should be looking at video and radioing to your hitters. But I think it was blown out of proportion a little much. The trash can thing, all that, it's kind of Little League stuff. if I'm on the field playing second base and I hear a trash can or a weird sound coming out of a visiting dugout at the big league level, I'm going to know within a pitch or not. And we're going to talk to those pitchers and we're going to handle our business on the field. So I don't buy into it that much. That being said, it's really interesting. I got to tip my cap to the Astros, all the naysayers and the tough time they've had for 2 years, and maybe they do deserve it when you go on the road and after getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar, getting booed and getting things said about you that the fans are doing. Maybe you deserve that, but they've overcome that, and they're in a position. They're one series away, two wins away from going to the World Series again. It's pretty good payback if you're them. I'd keep quiet and just count my lucky stars, be humble about it, and go in that direction. But it'll be interesting if the matchup comes down to the Dodgers and the Astros.
Yep, I hope it does. I can't wait for it. But we got to get there first. Enjoy the rest of the championship series, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's a longtime MLB'er, Brett Boone, a.k.a. the O-Dogs burner account.